32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
This is 32GI Sports Nutrition. Welcome back. I'm Mr. Active, David Katz. Great pleasure to have a guest on the show today. And it's Grant Johnson, who's the elite team manager for Born to Run Running Club in South Africa. Grant, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, David, for having me.
Now, Grant, first of all, I love the concept of Born to Run. And for people out there, people maybe are not based in South Africa, just explain to them what happens, because it's a club that is a little bit different. It's not based in one location. You can join it anywhere in the country. But the best part of that club is that some of the elite, or some of the members, that portion of money they pay, that then goes on to support development runners. And I think that's fantastic.
Yes, so the club started about 4 years ago. We've got a club within East London, within Cape Town and Johannesburg, and then we've got a satellite club basically where members from around the country which aren't in any of those three provinces can still run for the club.
And just explain to us more about that initiative, how, you know, members can join, or sort of members join and can pay and can afford to pay a bit more than sponsor some athletes who can't afford.
So, first of all, to be part of the club, you generally, if you want to be part of the teams that fall under the elite, or members that fall under the elite team, you need to be within a province where there's more than, I think it is three members in terms of being in the top 10, for example, for Comrades or Two Oceans. But then a lot of clubs can become very expensive. So in terms of development athletes, we offer them clothing, which we get from Puma, and shoes from Puma. And then we also get members that contribute. So in terms of our development athletes, we have a sponsor an athlete program. So those that are that have a bit of extra money can contribute in terms of helping development athletes realize their dreams.
And Grant, what are some of the successes you've seen out of that program in the last 4 years?
Well, for example, a few of our elite athletes at the moment started off as development athletes. So Maputi has become a brilliant trail runner, and she's making very good progress in not just in terms of the trail series running or the long distance trail races. She's also doing very well and excelling at road running. So she's obviously inspiring a lot of development athletes or members or athletes alone that cannot afford to run or afford to get shoes, to get shoes, to get inspired, to show that even if you don't have money, there are ways in which you can realize your dreams.
Now, as an elite club, you've had a lot of success over the last couple of years at the Comrades Marathon, which of course is the ultra running holy grail, especially here, should I say, in South Africa, but world-renowned. And, you know, yes, the development runners, and they're coming through. But as an elite club, you guys have a decent pedigree as well, and especially in the ladies.
Yes. In last year's Comrades, we had three gold medalists, and our fourth lady came in 13th place. So this year, the goal is to get four of our ladies at least into the top 10.
Well, very impressive, very hard race, and anything can happen on the day. Grant, looking at nutrition, you guys have an association now with 32GI, and a lot of that, I presume, goes into the helping the elite team and, of course, the development runners.
That's correct. So our club, or should I say 32GI, sponsors the elites, and the club gets or purchases nutrition from 32GI to help our development athletes to obviously get through races without having to just use Coke and water, which is generally what our athletes get, or members of, or people taking part in races get given. So it helps them achieve their goals. It helps them to get there a bit faster without breaking down and sort of having to walk half of the race, as we see a lot of athletes do.
Now, Grant, from a nutritional point of view, as a sort of team manager, you're a runner yourself, you do a bit of coaching. What sort of advice do you pass on to the athletes?
Well, athletes need to make sure that they don't run out of energy. So 32GR as a nutritional supplement helps you with that, because it helps you from not spiking. So what happens is, as you're running your race, your glucose levels or your sugar levels drop, whereas 32GR helps to keep you going. It doesn't let it doesn't give you spikes within terms of energy, and it doesn't make you hit a humongous low, which the general drinks would give you, or sweets, which are given to you on races, give you. They help keep you at a level where you can keep going for longer, basically.
Now, one thing Mark Wolf always preaches is natural food first, clean food first. Of course, with events like ultra marathons and the Comrades Marathon, you do need to add and supplement. But in terms of that, and looking back at the development guys, are you giving them a lot of advice when it does come to everyday nutrition and nutrition then around a race?
We give them as much as we can. The nice thing with 32GI is that they are always willing to offer advice and help coach people in terms of how to use their products successfully. So I know that 32GI is coming to give a talk before Two Oceans, and I think also before Comrades, in order to help train people. A lot of people using other supplements, for example, they don't know how to use these products along with 32GR, because they take a whole lot of products. They think the more I take, the better I'll perform. But there is such a thing as overdosing on sports supplements. So they're going to help train in terms of when to take what products in order to get you through the race the best.
If you are listening to us somewhere outside of South Africa and you've never heard of the Comrades Marathon, I'll put a link up to it. It is an incredible race, and as is the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon, which is also an ultra, not quite as far, but around Cape Town, and it really is a beautiful race. I'll put links up to that if you want to find out more about those two great South African ultra marathons. Grant, coming back, you're a runner yourself, quite a decent runner. What are some of the tricks that you have when it comes to nutrition?
Well, first of all, you need to eat before a race. A lot of people think, if I have a big meal the night before, then I don't really need to take supplements when I'm racing. But even I've had instances where I'm in a hurry to get to a race, so I don't eat properly before the race. And you start off as you would normally, but halfway through the race, you can actually feel your body dipping. So the good thing is to obviously train your body. Another thing is that you need to practice or train your body to use different supplements, because a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to do this big race, so let me take these supplements. And if your body's not used to it, your body will react differently, or it will not react in the way that you would expect it to.
One of the most basic bits of advice there: never try anything new on race day. But I think every single runner at some point has made that stupid mistake, Grant. I probably have. I'm not sure if you have.
Yes, I have, actually.
Well, there we go. Every single runner, we know it and we preach it, but there's every now and then, and you do learn your lesson very quickly. Grant, thank you very much for joining us. Before I let you go, if people want to find out more about Born to Run and maybe that Adopt an Athlete program, how do they do so?
The best way to do it is to go onto our website, which is www.borntorunac.co.za.
Perfect, Grant. Thank you very much. And such a natural form of exercise and a fitness regime. We love talking running on the show here on 32GI Sports Nutrition. But for myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again on the podcast very soon.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.